the gospel, being blessed of the reality that we have received. We said, this session, our body gets better. Our body responds to your power. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Healings 102. Well, so that you can take this, not just this series, seriously, so that anywhere you see a man of God discussing the healing power, the healing anointing, so that you can take it seriously, please write as a subheading, as big as possible, sickness is also gradual death. Sickness is also gradual death. It's the same thing. It's just gradual. So that you will not romance the devil thinking God is doing you a favor. Amen. Clearly, we have seen physical death as one of the ripple effects of the consequences of the sin of man, right? Of man going his own way. So, you can write this down. The mortal body is actually not the initial plan of God. It's not. What we call the mortal body is that is not the body that God had in mind. Immortality has always been the plan. Mortality is a deviation. Immortality has always been the plan. So, but despite all that happened, how we know that God still loves man? Remember, he clothed man with coats of skin after man has sinned. So, how one of the ways that God still extends his love towards man, even in his fallen state, is that he heals his body. Such a love. That body that he is not, in quotes, responsible for, that body that dies, that decays, that was never his original intention. Get understand Genesis 1:2 if you don't understand what I'm saying. That the body of man is not, this is not God's final bus stop. This body was work in progress. Adam did not receive the gospel. He did not receive immortality. Now, but guess what? You know what? Healing is as old as sickness. That's some good news. Healing is actually as old as sickness. In fact, I can almost say, I didn't know where I said this this way. I said, Christ is the plan of God that Adam rejected. But also, Christ is the remedy of God for the man that sinned. So in Christ, there is also remedy. God also provided remedy. Remedy. Can we call healings a temporary remedy? And immortality a permanent remedy? Can we? It's a question. Think. Can we? Why are you laughing? Because you can be healed right now. And some years time, I mean, not you anyway, you know, don't even be sick. But the man can still fall sick again. But what is a permanent remedy for this body? Immortality. So, at least, you want immortality, right? Amen, amen. Then you must, you would first drop my son name. For in resurrection, they never was married, nor given in marriage. So choose one. Praise God. So I said something. I said healing is as old as sickness. At least the case of Job can tell you that. Job is a man that clearly lived either before the flood or during the time of who? Abraham, right? I have not been able to pitch a clear tent where he lived. People say he was one of the brothers of Abraham. Some people say that. Well, we don't know how he lived very early. So the case of Job that was sick and that God healed him was what? A clear statement, proof that healing is as old as sickness. Healing is older than medical practice. I mean divine healing. Hallelujah. He is older than medical practice. See that Job 42. So one thing I will be doing, this series I told you, it will be as much as salvation. We do it so much. So much. Why? It's not cool to spend money on sickness. Money that ought to go on shawarma. Money that ought to go Domino's, ice cream, and some devilish health practitioner will be telling us ice cream is demonic. Or something, or they say it's spoiling your body or something. So what is? So what should I? Should we be eating? Bitter cola? Somebody said that when you wake up early in the morning, I should take two glass hot warm water. Two glass of warm early in the morning. Seriously, when we have how many types of juice in the market? Amen. Somebody say, you are taking sugar too much. I say, don't worry. Next weekend, we'll be fasting 3 days. Come and join us. You understand? All the sugar will go. 3 days. He's asking you that you're eating every day. That's the next thing. Amen. He say, you are eating pork. You have to deworm. Yeah. When the worm did not see anything to eat. 5 days. It will find out somewhere to go. Amen. Say immortality. Is coming. But healing is for my body now. So please, don't. When I'm saying healing, don't say I'm not sick. When you receive the word of healing, when you are not sick, what does it do to you? It keeps you healthy. So don't separate. Don't separate messages of divine health from divine healing. Please. That would mean when you see a man of God ministering to people on wheelchair, ministering to people with issues, don't say that is not my time. It's the same power that heals a man that keeps you healthy. Amen? Oh, glory to God. We are still going to back to that Exodus 15 verse 6, but not today. That he said, I am your Rapha. It's actually more than the Lord that heals you. It's more of I am the Lord that prevents. Because in the wilderness, it's not that we didn't have a record that they were sick and healed them. No. What was the record? They were not feeble. Glory to God. And we know that all this word, all this word is my Rapha, is my Jireh, is ETC. They are all revelation in progress. Are you with me? When we say God, Egypt, for instance, where do we have Jehovah Jireh? That is Genesis 22 on Mount Moriah. Open it. Find Jehovah Jireh for me there. Genesis 22. I was discussing this with one wonderful human being today. It was awesome. Genesis 22. That is after they saw the lamb, blah, 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 verse 20, what? 14. Wow, awesome. So, and Abraham called the name of that place was Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day in the month of the Lord, it shall be seen, right? But you see, verse 15, you see, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven second time. Now, so that it was actually an angelic, what, experience, right? But if you go back to verse 2, who was Abraham searching for? Verse 2 said, and he said, take now thy son, thy what? Only son whom thou lovest. Amen. So this is Abraham in search of redemption. He is actually searching the redemptive plan of God and get to the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will show thee. Read verse 6-7. Let me read verse 7 and you read verse 8 for me. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire, the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Verse 8, everybody, yes, sir? My son, God will provide himself a what? A lamb for a burnt offering. Hallelujah. So that is clearly Abraham in search of what? Redemption. But at the end of the day, he was able to arrive at, okay, God will provide Jehovah Jireh. So that Jehovah Jireh is revelation in what? In progress, right? Same way Jehovah Rapha is what? Revelation in progress. At the end of the day, when the son himself came to the scene, he told you that God is equal to what? Father. John 20, verse 16, right? He said, therefore, I ascend to what? My Father and your Father, my God and your God. So he was, we call him my God, your God, now my Father, your Father. So Father is the end of revelation. That is why our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Jesus introduced God as Father. The prophets, they tried to do that in plenty of prophecies, but Jesus said it clearly. Say, Father, take care of me. Good, 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 good. So go back to Ephesians 1:15. Thank you. And write this down, I beg you. A repetitive sickness that you pamper as a younger age will always become a monster when you are older. A repetitive sickness that you pamper at a younger age always become a monster when you are older. See, we are going to discuss healing so much in this place. So much, so much, so much. Both by precept and what? Practice. Ephesians 1:15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Amen. Funny enough, he said in verse 16, I cease not to give thanks and to pray. So he's not stopping to pray that you know the exceeding greatness of his power towards us. That's serious. So that would mean the more you pray, the more you see what? More of his power at work towards you. That would mean the power at work towards us is actually endless. Amen. Power at work in us, towards us, is actually endless. He said, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Don't forget, why did he use so much power to raise Jesus from the dead? It's because the resurrection of Jesus is also our resurrection. Amen. That is actually our resurrection. In Christ, everybody, the power that is being wrought in Christ is more, is upabalu, is so much, is more than enough to raise the whole world from the dead over and over again. Amen. Praise God. That is why salvation is so definite. Salvation is just a checkmate. You believe you are saved. What of your sin? Shut up. What of what you did? Shut up. You are saved. Ah, it's not about your sin. It's about that power. Power ni, agbara ni. Amen. That's why we don't discuss. We don't put that John 3:16. We don't put it in parallel with anything. We don't say you are saved, but now be careful. So that what? So that what? Eh? So you need from God. So you won't fall down from grace. All. So just settle down. Amen. No excuses anyway. Don't worry. Verse 21, far above all principalities and power and might and what? And dominion and what? Say every name. Say every name. Say every sickness. Say far above every sickness. Say the power at work in us is far above. I tell you. Now, when I'm teaching you salvation, you can choose not to say after me, because if you say, if you don't say, you are saved. Amen. But when we are discussing healing, I beg you. Once anybody ever says, say after me, say it too. It's in that simple utterances. That is what unleash power. Amen. In that simple stuff, that is what unleash power. So please take this serious. Say, above every name, above every sickness. Now you're woken up. Don't be afraid. No, you won't get sick. I'm not trying to make you fear. So the power at work in us is far above every. Far above. Just name it is above. That's the point. If you can name it, even if it doesn't have a name, it's above it. In fact, if it doesn't have a name, it's better. It's smaller. Do you get me? A sinner that has a name is big. I mean, people recognize it. Ah, you have a name. The one that doesn't have a name is nothing. I mean, that means that sickness does not even have naming ceremony. It does not have NAFDAC number. So, amen. So they said, so when Moses was saying, and every other plague that are not written in this book. That man is serious. So, but we have one name, amen. Amen. Say one name. Psalm 105. Now, yesterday I said something about vain repetition. Now don't forget, the power in the Old Testament, or let me say before redemption, this power most of the time works from outside. The power worked from the power that kept all of them healthy. I'm still going there in the 40 years journey in the wilderness. The power worked from outside. But glory to God, the power at work in us works from the inside. Now, funny enough, what you see most times, at times in the Holy Ghost meeting, in healing meetings, is we use, like, we can still use that, we still use that method, amen? Power from outside to help folks to receive. But I've told you, it will not be said again in our age and our time, and among this our, let me use the word, this our sect, sorry, not sect, sect is not a good thing. Among this our, these folks, that you minister, heal people, and you see dead of something. Not our own lot again, amen. That's why we are studying like this, we are going to understand. Amen? Amen. So we do stuff with understanding. So, then repetition is also when you address God like he's not willing to heal you. Yesterday I told you vain repetition is when you are just talking, you didn't see anything. Also, like in the book of Job, everything you saw Job saying from chapter 3 to chapter 41 of 36, rather, when before he starts speaking, is all vain repetition. Vain repetition does not mean that you cannot speak to a situation twice, I beg you. It does not mean that once you have prayed once, that don't pray again. Rather, vain repetition will be in the how do you pray again? What are the words? Are you using words like that are looking like God? Are you not hearing my prayer? Listen now, Biko. God. Hello. Are you listening? Do you hear me anymore? Oh, hello, God. Oh, God. I'm saying that song to you, to all of you. Sorry, you know what we are saying. Yeah, use church Wi-Fi, don't worry. Hello, God, are you listening? Do you still hear people anymore? Amen. Praise God. We are the answer to that woman. Eh? We can answer clearly. So, vain repetition, talking so much, but you are saying nothing. Should I beg you something? See. When 50 million people died in the Second World War, God was on the throne. Don't say, if God is on the throne, he will not allow. I serve him. If God is on the throne. If God is on the throne. God was on the throne. They killed Jesus. They killed Paul. They killed Peter. They are saying God is on the throne. Shut up. You don't know that. So don't say stuff like that. Don't put in God's ledger what he has put in your ledger. Don't, I beg you. Glory to God. Now, this is why we discuss healing a bit different from salvation. Amen. This is why at times we say words like Jesus did not die for sickness. Because everything Jesus died for, that one, they are just finality. And don't forget, we have people that were healed before Jesus is out from the grave. We had expert of power. Follow me to Psalm 105. So, I want to make a point today, and then we'll just go. In the Bible, we have seen that healing is
not for those who don't sin. Just get that right. Healing is not for those who do not sin. In fact, healings exist because man sinned. We have gift of healing because of sin. And what is sin? Man in rebellion made a body that is not God's plan. So please, it's not that God gave man in Eden. It's not God gave him an immortal body and sin was now what? Acting on the body, and sin was now reducing the age of man gradually. No, immortality is immortality. Are you with me? You are seeing what, why Adam was able to live down 30 years, Methuselah 969 years, was you are seeing, oh God, you are seeing the intelligent part of man, or you are seeing that man is actually capable of great things. Actually, if you go, listen to medical doctors or Andres, they will tell you that, see, this body can actually function like this for longer. Amen. The same body that that can function for 100 years without stopping, that same body without any addition can just function for 1,000. Yet all that is still called mortality. Are you with me? Say healings existed because man sinned. So sin can never be the issue why a man will not be healed. Psalm 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and his judgment of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when there were but a few men in number, yea, very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, and yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land, he brake the old staff for bread, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold out for a servant, whose feet they ought with fetters, and he was laid in irons until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Hmm. Have you heard that part before in Psalms? Hmm. Brethren, your word will come. Your word will come. Your word will come. Hey. Your word will come. Do you know where are you in prison? Huh? You know, I've used this one so much in motivation Psalms. Prosperity Psalms. Don't worry, your word will come. They will call from you for you from, yes, from the White House. So until this time his word came, your word is coming. And what is your word? You are going to Lokoja tomorrow to preach the gospel. That is your word. Amen. Okay, verse 24. And he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their hearts to hate his people and to deal subtly with his servant. Say error. Say error. Come on. Because how will God increase people and later you make people to hate them? That's serious. That's not consistent. So he sent Moses his servant and Aaron, whom he has chosen. So do you remember why did the Egyptians, why did they oppress them in Egypt? Do you remember? Is this what they multiplied? Yesterday now. How did I put it? Because they were multiplying, because they were what? Prospering. What happened to them? Thank you. Next verse. 26. So I told you, I said, good things can actually be the problem. Good things. Anything can. So it's not the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not like, okay, the Tower of Babel, what was their sin? What are they doing? Are they doing anything bad? Are they doing homosexual too? So don't always look at sin. It's more than that. Look deep. Things are deeper than that. Yeah? So 27. So he sent Moses his servants and Aaron whom he has chosen. They show his signs among them and wonders in the land. He brought them. Sorry, 37. Please, everybody want to go? Verse 37. And there was no feeble person among their tribes. We are talking about rebellious people. Like heavily rebellious. Not like Enrito. Enrito is a saint. If Enrito is among them, Enrito will be their most holy. Caleb and Joshua will bow to Enrito. Are you with me? These are raw. Do you know what they want to go back to Egypt for? Cucumber, garlic. If it is Ferrari, we know. Because of onion, they will reject God.
Oh God.
It's not a big thing. Garlic. That means the accession that they are using to cook their food. Like that is like not the food though. The things say this manner. We should have put garlic here. We should have put pepper, yeah, there's pepper in this wilderness. God, you type of God are you? Yes, there was no feeble person among them. What is your excuse to be sick and to remain sick? Or let me say this way. What is your excuse not to be healed? Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He separated a cloud for a covering and fire to give them light in the night. The people asked and he brought them quails and satisfied them with the bread from heaven. He opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in dry place like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and his Abraham his servant. He brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people that they might observe his statutes and keep his law. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Okay. You now see. No, that chapter really painted them like they are very good. Let's uncover them now. This one will show you the behind the scene. You understand? Behind the scene. Psalm 78. Let's see that. We just read verse 1, you read verse 2. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Verse 2. Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. Yes? That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Yes? Try. The children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows, turn back in the day of battle. Yes? They forgot and forgot his works and his wonders that he has shewed them. Yes? He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stay as a heap. He cleaved the rock in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of great depths. Yes? And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. Yes? Yea, Yea, they spake against God and they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Yes.
Put the rock. Yeah. And the waters gushed out and the stream overflowed. Okay.
Therefore, the Lord heard this and was wroth so as a fire and kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel. Yes? Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven. Yes? Man did eat angels' food, he sends them means to the fool. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feather fowls like as the sand of the sea. So they did eat and were all filled, for he gave them their own desire. Wow. What happened? While the meat was yet in their mouth, what happened? Thought of God came upon them and slayed the fatters of them and smote the chosen. Okay, for all these they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous work. Yes? When he slew them, then they sought him and they returned and inquired early after God. Yes? Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouths and they lied unto him with their tongues. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. Amen. Next verse. How often did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? 41. Yes, sir.
Praise God. I'm done. I know how to read everything.
Can you see the response of God to the man in sin? Now, thank God I've taught you in this place about God's long-suffering. So God's long-suffering is what you are seeing in all those places when you are seeing the rot. Of course, it's Moses trying to punish them for what they have done. But in the mind of God, he says, say unto them, son of man, I do not want the death of the wicked. So, even the man in rebellion, God does not use sickness to punish him. The man in rebellion. You know, rebellion is serious. Everything is like a sin of witchcraft. But even that man was never punished with sickness. So, why would you think he will not want to heal you when you are sick? So, this is the first thing we must take away from our mind. In fact, I can say this. All the healings you will need is already in you in the form of power. In the form of power. All the healings you will need is already in you in the form of power. Yes, we can be healed in limitings. Yes, but yet we can also sit at home and heal ourselves. In fact, we should come to the saints, the knowledgeable saints, should come to church healed and ready to heal others. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, I say to you, be prepared to use your mouth correctly. In this place, I will teach you so much to use your mouth correctly. One thing that affects Christians is called indifference. Indifference to the words of healing is actually you succumbing your life to sickness. You are signing for it. When you are indifferent to words of healing, indifference is actually a negative step. Indifference means that you are not saying every day that I will be sick. You are also saying, I will be sick, when you are not saying, I am healed. Do you get that? When you are not spreading that positive, nothing is neutral. Nothing is neutral at all. J.
James 3 verse 8. James 3 verse 8. But the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a fountain sent forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs, or can no, so can no fountain both yield what? Salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man that endure with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Amen. But if you are bitter, if you are bitter even and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is sensual, earthly, sensual and devilish. And for where envy and strife is, there is what? Confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Then what? Peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercies and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. 18, want to go? And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make. Hallelujah. See, I learn the use of words. I want to say a lot from this chapter. Because actually, when you are like, somebody asked me that, is there any link between unforgiveness and sickness? I said there is none anyway. I said, but there is so. Because unforgiveness and strife, these things you are seeing, is a proof that something is wrong. That is not the issue. Eh? But it's a proof that you have not been exercising your thoughts and your mouth correctly. There is nothing like when you are in unforgiveness. In fact, I've shown you that even the people in rebellion, God healed them. Are you with me? Of course, by the faith of Moses. But when a man is in strife, is in unforgiveness, is in bitterness, is a proof that in the first place, your mind, you are not exercising your mind towards goodness. See, brethren, in matters of health, we must consciously fill our thoughts with good things. It must be so conscious. You must be able to produce goodness by default. You must find it impossible to curse a human being. Like, no matter how much they tickle you badly, it must be so impossible for you to bring out bitterness. It must be so impossible for you to bring out eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Amen. So, this will be a graduate series you should be looking at. And yesterday, like we discussed in the case of Abraham, you remember? Do you remember? What did I say Abraham did yesterday? Every intercession of Abraham to Sodom and Gomorrah, God answered. So firstly, don't forget to be specific. There is no, oh God, is this me? You don't allow me to be like this. I want to marry. What do you want? Can you please say it? And also, so everything Abraham said, God did, right? But what happened to Abraham? He didn't say enough. He stopped too early. He quitted too early. Abraham was enough. And don't forget, Abraham was not trying to stop the actions of sin in Sodom. He was preventing what? Judgment. That would mean, if you like, all the sickness that, okay, this sickness or this thing is actually a true repercussion of what I did. That's not the point. Amen. See, our words can stop judgment. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. John 16, 24. I'm not saying stop the effect, stop the cause. Your words can stop judgment. Your words can take away judgment. John 16:24.
So everything we are saying so far, we are still going to discuss the power of God and the address healings in details from the Gospels, from the Epistle, everything. But what I'm saying about the character of God, it sets you up for healing already. It will put your mind in a place that, see, this thing cannot, it's not just impossible for God to say, he cannot heal me. It's so impossible.
Oh, glory to God.
So, in receiving healing, your gaze must be firm on God's law. You must not see him as unpredictable. You must not see him as a God that will not do something because of sin or because of something I have done or something I have not done. It's not because of your steadfastness in church. It's not because of your giving. It's not because of, even if you open your Bible, it's not even a function of if you ask the preacher. It's a function of the goodness of God. God is just good. He wants to heal you.
Oh, glory to God. John 16:25.
And I also say this, 24. I also say this, of every good thing that God could have done for man, he specially selected healing. Some people that will tell us that, that they love so much to compare, let me say, physical, financial or physical prosperity with healing, they are just so dishonest. The clear words I can just tell them is that, see, of all the goodness that God could show to man, he selected healing. Simple. Are you with me? At least from experience, now we saw it. Go and read that. Go and read that for gospel. Ah! I think it was in the message of Pastor Egbosa that he said he memorized everywhere Jesus healed somebody in the gospel. You can go and do permutation and combination. I mean, go and compare and contrast where physical needs were provided, but where people are healed. I'm not saying you should be poor. I'm not saying you should be broke. Don't get me wrong.
John 16:24. Read this to your neighbor, please. You face your neighbor and use a prophetic chamber voice to read it to somebody. Are you ready? John 16:24. Are you ready? One, two, go. Let's read, yes. He that told you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive.
Please, that. I want you to change that to until your joy. Now read again to that person. Want to go? Yes. Nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive until your joy. Hallelujah.
Say the name of Jesus is our authority. Say, and the blood of Jesus is our confidence.
So the blood is the confidence with which we use the name. So all this, so much teaching on salvation, I should not teach you 20 series, 30 series on salvation, and then you are now before a man that needs healing and you are doubting. They are to give you confidence. And I tell you, in the place of the miraculous, confidence is key. Praise God. Confidence is key. In fact, confidence is everything. We use the name, we speak with boldness. We take off sickness with boldness. We don't take no for an answer. We stay on it until our joy is full. We don't stop until our joy is full. Amen. Amen. For you to face a situation, say, if you say to that mountain, be able to be cast into the sea, and if you don't doubt in your heart, and you believe that things that you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. Say there is used three times, believe is used once. So I tell you, it's not about when you speak once, don't speak again. No, that's not the point of vain repetition. Vain repetition is when you are not saying anything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I have found my authority. Say, I speak with authority. Say, I don't allow sickness in my body. I fill my mind with good things. I fill my mind with good things. I fill my mind with that goodness of God. I am confident by so great a salvation to take off sickness from my body, from my loved one's body, by the power of God. Hallelujah. So this is, please, I tell you, there is no drama. There is no plenty drama. That's why I want to try to ensure that this series, that none of the messages really exist, exceed an hour, if possible. It will just be like 50 minutes, 1 hour maximum. Because for healing, it's not exegesis. Are you with me? Just confidence. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that you have people that are sick, you can just speak it. Just speak it, listen, and have confidence and do. Maybe the healing minister will be, might later need plenty exigencies to be well explained, for several kinds of situations. But for the man that wants to receive healing, what do you need? Confidence. Amen. Praise God. For the one that you want to minister to yourself, confidence. For the one that you want to minister to somebody, confidence. Are you with me? Say we stay healthy. By the word of God. I almost want to say we swear to stay healthy. I want you to stay healthy. Eh? It's just not fun. It's not fun when your friends cannot enjoy you. Every time, why is it you are down again? Every time you are down, no, it's not fun. There's no fun there. Praise God. And there's actually so much at work in us. So much at work in us. So much. Do you believe you are safe forever? So also you believe that you have so much power at work in you. Because that has the same power of your salvation. And this power works to heal this body. So we don't say, well, until immortality, nothing for the body. No. Let the body benefit from the power of God. Let the body benefit from angelic operations. Let the body benefit from strange encounters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Close your eyes, hold hands with your neighbor. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, that's with somebody beside you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Else is ours in this place in the name of Jesus. Oh, confidence in the place of healing. Confidence, gradually, this way we are taking this series. Confidence. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Since he took away our sin, sickness is nothing. We choose to stay healthy. As a church, we choose to stay healthy. As individuals, we get better in the gift of healing. In the name of Jesus, oh glory, and there was none that was feeble among them. Oh, the word works on our body. The word of God works on our body. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, nanto staga valira zavala masega vala masepolante kelira staga valide. Yegeli mosto govale mashata malama zavala bastega valorante de. Oh, mastega vilaza vilema zapile mastega pilema zavala stega vilerastega detis totato. Oh, takafasta gavali rastega vila stega vila shata. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So na nekole rostega vilante kalestega vilante kalostega vala deza. Atlantic list the Gavila Rosa Valley Master Balemashento. Oh, liver problems are solved right now. Liver problems. I saw somebody something burns within your livers. Burning within you. In the name of Jesus, I called you ill. In the name of Jesus, we take it off in the name of Jesus. Kati the Master Gavila Raza Valima Zapala Master Gapalama Zepolas take it off. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Say, I choose to be full of the word, to be full of the Holy Ghost, and to be full of good health. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you for today. I'm grateful. Oh, glory to God.